My name is Lucy, and I am 10 years old. I go to Pittsburgh Dilworth. The name of my story is A New Baby Girl. 7 years ago, I was begging for one, on my parents' bed at night, crying for one. Do you know what it was? Yeah, a sister. It was 2 years after the begging that a new little girl finally came along. A girl that made a family of three a family of four. Mommy, I want a sister, I cried. My mom replied, you can have a sister for your fifth birthday. I didn't want to wait, so I kept crying. Then my dad said, Lucy, you may not get a sister, but you might get a brother. No, I answered. I don't want a brother. I want a sister. I kept crying. My mom told me, again, that I could have a sister when I turned 5. I finally agreed to wait. My mom was finally pregnant. One night, my mom came into my room. We went over different names for girls and boys. We came up with both because we, Dad too, decided to wait to know whether it was a girl or a boy. Another day, I was outside talking to my dad. We were talking about dates that we wanted the baby to be born on. Dad chose July 7th, but I chose July 6th, 1 month after my birthday. Other days, when we saw friends, they thought my mom was pregnant with a boy, but I wouldn't let them think that, at least not around me. Then, after a few months, it was delivery time. I was sleeping peacefully early one morning until someone started shaking and calling my name, like this, Lucy, Lucy, wake up, your mom is ready to have a baby. Okay, I said sleepily, just get dressed so that we can go to the hospital. When we got to Mercy Hospital, my mom was rushed to the delivery room. Because I was too young, I had to leave the room. My godfather was there with me because both of my parents were in the room for the delivery. While I wait, my godfather gets me some breakfast. We walk around the hospital some. Then he gets a call saying that the child is born. We go back to the room and see that the baby was a girl, just like I wanted. She had hair, lots of it, black wavy curls. She was small too, with those cute little feet. Her skin was medium, a little darker than my light mix. She was adorable. For a while, my dad and I went out and did different things. We probably cleaned a little. We, as in Dad, I probably played and watched TV. We also went to play places. My mom and sister weren't there because they had to stay at the hospital to finish all of the after-delivery checkup stuff. Then they, finally, got home. I really, truly had a little sister. So now that I have a sister, I see that the begging and pleading finally paid off. Getting a sister was one of the happiest times of my life. One I will never forget because it changed my life. Now I have a playmate. When I see her, I remember when she was small. So yeah, this memory will never slip out of my mind. Why? Because it was the one where I got a sister.